Amazon's announcement that it plans to acquire Whole Foods means there could be significant changes to the way people do their grocery shopping. Meanwhile, CNBC has reported that the online retailer is also considering ways it might break into the multi-billion dollar pharmacy market. Diane Orson reports.
Michael White, chair of UConn's School of Pharmacy, says Amazon should stay away from the prescription drug business. He says drugs just aren't like other things you can buy from Amazon.
Unlike socks or refrigerators, things like that, drugs have the capability to dramatically change the course of what happens to people, either for good or for bad. Different people have different amounts of drugs that they can tolerate. So I think when you lose the face-to-face interaction between you and the pharmacist, you're taking away one of the lines of the safety net that's put into place.
The challenge is that the other problem with prescriptions is if they're too expensive, people don't take them.
Doug Hirsch is the co-founder of GoodRx, a website that monitors prescription drug prices at pharmacies across the U.S. He acknowledges that there are unique complexities in this market, but if in the end there are lower prices, he'd be thrilled to see Amazon enter the business. Hirsch says people who buy prescription drugs online now are already offered opportunities to speak with pharmacists by voice or video call.
It's always good to have consultation available to a consumer. It's also really important that the consumer be able to afford that prescription and take it in the first place.
And if Amazon entering the business were to lead to more transparency in the legendarily murky prescription drug market, he's all for it. Still, UConn's Michael White argues that a main driver of high costs is not necessarily the dispensing fee, but prices charged by drug manufacturers. And though filling prescriptions in a large centralized mail order facility may seem more efficient, he's not sure that's a good thing.
One of the most efficient ways to be able to get people medication is to send them 90-day supplies, because you're already locating the drug, putting it in a vial, putting a label on it, so whether you put 30 days worth or 90 days worth in, it's more efficient to give somebody larger quantities. One of the problems is that you increase the risk for waste.
The Japan Times is reporting that Amazon has already begun same-day service there for certain prescription drugs. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Diane Orson.